By their example, my parents always taught me to help others. One time when I was a child going to a birthday party with my father, we saw a small boy walking alone on the street. As we approached him, we heard him crying. My father went up to him and asked him what was wrong. The boy said that he was lost. I saw my father take his hand and heard him tell the boy that he would help him find his parents. My father called the police on his cell phone. Even though we were in a hurry to go to the party, my father insisted on staying with the boy until the police arrived. I really wanted to go to the party and started to cry. I felt my father take my hand and talk to me softly. He said, "We can't enjoy the party while this little boy is alone and helpless." Before the police arrived, I saw a woman running frantically in our direction. It was the boy's mother. She was so grateful to my father for helping her son that she offered to give him money. I heard my father telling her, "I can't take money from you. I'm happy to be of help to your son." Another time, we saw new neighbors moving into the house next door. We saw them struggling to move a piano into the apartment. We had planned a picnic that day, but my parents suggested that we help them. I heard my mother tell my father, "We can have a picnic another day, but these people need to move in today. Let's offer them a hand." There are many other cases where I saw my parents sacrifice their own pleasure to help others. I hear so many children today saying, "I want," or "buy me," or "give me." I think it's important to teach children to think of others before they think of themselves. If they see their parents helping others, they will probably grow up to be charitable people.